This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured every woman in the country that his government will eliminate every obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. Addressing the nation last night, the PM said, those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in parliament and the state assemblies. He said, the BJP and NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. He said, it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated and parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding.
साथियों हमारे लिए देश हित सर्वोपरि है लेकिन जब कुछ लोगों के लिए दल हित सब कुछ हो जाता है दल हित देश हित से बड़ा हो जाता है तो नारी शक्ति को देश हित को इसका खामियाजा उठाना पड़ता है इस बार भी यही हुआ है कांग्रेस डीएमके टीएमसी और समाजवादी पार्टी जैसे दलों की स्वार्थी राजनीति का नुकसान देश की नारी शक्ति को उठाना पड़ा है
The Union Cabinet gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa. The cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from 1st January this year. Representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning has geared up for the assembly elections as the single-phase voting is to be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticized opposition parties for not supporting the Women's Reservation Bill, alleging that they failed to prioritize the welfare of women. Addressing a rally at Kodisia in Coimbatore while campaigning for NDA partners, Mr. Modi said the DMK-Congress alliance had focused on promoting family interests rather than empowering women from ordinary backgrounds to enter parliament and state assemblies. Senior BJP leader and PM Modi will address several public meetings in support of party candidates in West Bengal, in Bankura, Purulia, Jharkhand and other districts today. He will address a public meeting in Barjora in Bankura district, followed by campaigns in other districts. BJP leader and Union Minister JP Nadda will attend rallies in Koch Bihar and Jalpaiguri districts today, and Party President Nitin Nabin will address public meeting at Balurghat town of Dakshin Dinajpur district, followed by a roadshow in Malda. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda and other union ministers. During the meeting, the defence minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both the de-escalation and any possible escalation. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector and preparations for the upcoming Kharif season. During the review meeting, the minister emphasized that farmers' welfare is of utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. He directed Agriculture Secretary and concerned senior officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are made well in advance to safeguard farmers' interests. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194 for 9 in their stipulated 20 overs, with 59 run innings each from Abhishek Sharma and Heinrich Klassen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.